Hello, hello. I am here to talk about discipline and changing habits in order to reach your goals. I always use what I'm working on or have worked on recently as kind of my jumping off point for podcasts and for coaching and stuff like that. So I realized that I tend to have a lot of interest in a lot of things I'm good at, so I am scattered. And I use that as an excuse to not step into my, really what I've determined to be my life purpose of creating this online school. And it's something I've been talking about for 20 years, 30 years. And it's like not specifically like just the idea of something different. And now it's really honed in. The ideas are there. The tiers of membership enrollment are there. All the things are really coming into very fine-pointed, ready-to-go state. And there's still some things that I'm avoiding, which is like putting it out there specifically to groups who would be looking for this. And I decided no more. Like, it's a lack of discipline. It's a lack of focus. So, and I know this has, a lot of people have these issues. And we hide behind ADHD or whatever to make an excuse for why we don't do this stuff. And I'm calling BS on myself. I don't know about anyone else, but for me, I'm calling BS. It's a lack of discipline at this point for me. So a few days ago, maybe a week ago, a friend of mine posted, she's doing a challenge for St. Jude's, doing 30 minutes of yoga a day, every day in June. And I was like, I've been saying I need to get back and start moving my body, you know, doing yoga daily. Anyways, so why don't I do this too? And St. Jude's is one of the couple of charities that I really like to support. So I decided to do this challenge as well. And so I said, why don't I use this June 1st as a day to kind of like reestablish some change in habits. And it's nothing crazy. Like, I think the people that you should change small habits to make big change. You know, it's like you don't want to, it's like when you're going for a diet, if you just give up all the things on day one, you're going to last till about day three. And then you're going to say, fuck it, life's too short. I don't want to do this. And so small changes make big change. And so I sat down and I wrote out a list of 10 things that ultimately I want to accomplish each day. And one of them was getting up earlier on the days that I don't work late the night before. My job is hard because sometimes I work really early, sometimes I work really late. So it's hard to like establish a sleep routine. And I said, but the other nights that I'm not working, I can go to bed and get up at the same or similar times. And that's kind of my goal. So not necessarily be all of a sudden I have to become a morning person after 45 years of being a night owl, but I can get up at 8:15 and do some yoga. So that's my goal. The days that I'm not working late the night before, I'm setting my alarm, I'm getting up and I'm doing yoga pretty much right away. I did that day one and it felt really good. My ego wanted to fight me and say, no, you can just sleep in. You're tired. This is not normal. Like, go back to bed. And I said, no, ego, you don't need to protect me. This is safe. Because our ego thinks it's protecting us by keeping things on the status quo. And so I challenge you to make small, achievable goals that you can notice the difference. And listen to your ego and say, thank you for trying to protect me. I don't need this right now. You can actually talk to it out loud as if, you know, it's a tangible person, because it's acting like a person. It's that little voice in your head saying, just do it. You're fine. Go back to bed. Go eat that thing, whatever. And so I actually have conversations with my ego and I say, not right now. I'm going to try this these couple days. I promise you it's safe. And then I got up and I did it. And it felt good. And I found a class on YouTube that was specific to lower back and hip opening, because those are my problem areas right now. And it felt amazing. And then I added on some of my own moves at the end, because I was like, I really could use a lot deeper hip opening. And so that was that. And then I also made a general schedule for myself. Now, I'm not being super strict about it, like with alarms or anything, but if you need to do that, use the technology available to you. Set your alarms. For every hour, I want to do this, or every hour and a half, I need to do that. But I didn't think I needed to be that diligent, but that may be something that I get on. It's harder. Well, no, see, I'm already trying to make excuses. One of my things is to walk my dog, and there's this nice area we like to go to, so the hour I allotted is probably not enough time to drive there, drive back, and walk and do all the things. So I combined it with the hour and a half after of work, and I've made a live stream on Instagram, a video to share in other places, and now I'm making a podcast, all as part of my dog walking time, because the dog walking time took longer than I intended it to. And she's pooped out now and will leave me alone for a while so I can get some more work done. So here's the way that you can integrate what you're already doing in your life and make small changes to keep that focus going. And so now, and actually earlier, one of my things to do on my to-do list was to connect with homeschooling groups, because these are the people who might likely join me in my online school. Rather than just putting it out to the general internet of, you know, millions of people who have no interest in this, I want to put it into targeted audiences. And for some reason, I've been avoiding that because, you know, my ego's like, I'm not ready for this change. This might mean more work, or this might mean something you can't do, or this might mean whatever. There's fear there, changing into something new and unknown. And so I told my ego, it's safe. I've already connected with these people in the past. They know me, they respect me. And honestly, this is what I'm good at. The school part, the day-to-day with my students part, is what I am really freaking good at. I am way better at that than I am at talking to people online about coaching. I'm very good at coaching, but trying to sell people on coaching is not something I excel at. And yet I'm doing that all the time. So if I'm not afraid to do something I'm mediocre at, I should be more than happy to do something that I'm really, really good at. And so I acknowledged to myself, and I was like, wow, good job, ego. You know, like I kind of ruffled her feathers a little. I'm like, good job, ego. Like, you know, primp yourself. Okay. And that's okay to do that. You know, give your ego the boost that it is looking for. Good job. Thank you for working for me. And so I realized that I know what to do to get students in my school. Now's the time to do it. The website doesn't have to look perfect. All the systems don't need to be perfect, because people will understand that I'm opening a small thing. This isn't some massive, you know, thing that I'm charging $30,000 a year for private school. It's a small micro school undertaking that will be really small and, you know, small intimate groups of students that I can work with one-on-one and really make effective change for. And then as we grow, I will have those systems in place that work for everybody. And I'll be able to do all the, you know, make all the websites look pretty and all that stuff. In fact, I'm hoping one of my students takes that on. I'm hoping to give work exchange type